True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Do you know this song was the song I danced with my mom to at my wedding? Wanted Dead or Alive.
Why?
She used to when I was on YSP.
Was she a big Philadelphia Soul fan?
No, she was like, when I was on YSP, she used to call me every once in a while and request Aerosmith. But I like this song better. So I said this would be a fun song because she used to call me when I was on YSP. I love Wanted Dead or Alive. It's my, probably I think it's the greatest rock song ever written.
Wanted Dead or Alive?
Yeah, I think it's probably the greatest rock song ever written and recorded.
Yeah.
It's the most Elliot-ish type music take I've ever heard from you.
Dude, that song never gets old.
No, it's a great song.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not usually your mother-son dance at a wedding
song.
Yes,
that's why it was funny. Yeah.
You know who come on, man. Tupac. Well,
Dear Mama.
Dear Mama.
Was that? Oh, yeah.
That was my song.
Yeah, there you go. That one a little more appropriate, I guess, than Wanted Dead or Alive.
You wanted it out of left field, Spike.
Yes,
yeah, what did
I'm
you dance
aware.
With your mom at?
Yeah.
So this is bad.
Okay. See, when you tease me, you open yourself right up.
Yeah. I didn't know the song.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you not
man.
Remember?
You're such a terrible son.
You don't remember?
I kind of forget.
Oh!
I thought it was going to be a Fleetwood Mac song, and then she changed it. I think it was a Rascal Flatts song. So, it was a beautiful moment,
it
of course.
It was memorable,
Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember it, like, much of the wedding day. All right? Like, I'm just going to be... No one remembers their wedding day.
Well, you didn't even invite Ike, did you?
Yeah, I do remember,
mine.
I didn't invite Ike because I didn't know Ike.
Well, you worked at the same place.
That's right.
Yeah. Come on.
But at that point, I wasn't chesty, Jack. I was happy to be there, Jack. I wasn't talking.
That's not a good excuse. So the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark Stroh. Actually, I'll get to the Twitter question after we talk about this because it has to do with this. So Jake Fisher, a friend of the WIP Afternoon Show, Philly's own Jake Fisher, the people's insider, says that there were, quote, overtures between Ben Simmons and the Sixers after he was bought out by the Brooklyn Nets. The Sixers had interest in Simmons then, and Joel Embiid and Simmons, quote, repaired any fracturing between them. Ben Simmons is a free agent. He does not have an agent anymore. Bernie Lee was his agent. He is no longer his agent.
No longer with Clutch either.
No, he hasn't. Clutch was like a year and a half ago, right after the Sixers thing.
LeBron ditched him.
Yeah, yep. LeBron ditched
him.
For
sure. Yeah.
Let me just put this out there. I do think it's something that Daryl Morey would do. There is no scenario in which it is okay to have Ben Simmons on the 76ers again. We have too many circuses here. He was too disruptive. And honestly, he's not good enough a player. There is, I don't care if it's for the minimum. I don't care if he pays us to play. There is simply, I don't care. I'm glad that he and Joel got rid of whatever issues they had. Joel might not even play 20 games this year.
That's why he doesn't care.
Yeah. Like, I couldn't care less whether they repaired, not good for them. Under no circumstances can Ben Simmons ever wear a 76ers uniform again unless he's going out for Halloween as who he used to be in his old uniform. There's simply, it's unacceptable.
Yeah, I disagree.
Oh, you out of your mind.
Yeah, I disagree. You know, yeah, you know, I don't like Ben Simmons at all. Never have. But in this case, the best point you made is that he can't play anymore.
No, he's not good at it.
That's probably the best case
for
him not being here. But I wouldn't have a problem with it. He is a guy that fulfills, would fulfill a need that they have at that position, which is the four from a defensive standpoint. He's big enough, athletic enough. Doesn't need to be the scorer. You got three other scorers. You got plenty of scoring on the team. That was always his problem, is that we were looking for him to be a part of the offense. He wouldn't have to be a part of the offense. How's he any different than having P.J. Tucker on the team?
P.J. Tucker shoots threes.
Yeah, one or two a game.
Yeah, and then he makes them. But he's tough.
No. My point is that the athleticism, the defense, the lack of scoring at the position wouldn't be any different than anybody else that would play that position.
Look,
because you got three top scorers already. Like, who else is going to, like, nobody else is going to really get a chance to do much anyway.
I can't accept it.
Yeah, I would have a problem with it.
Until the first whisper of Ben Simmons unhappy and blah, blah, blah.
Who cares?
Who cares if he's unhappy?
Doesn't matter. Bring him home.
Not going to cost you any money.
There is no, look, it'd be great
for
the podcast.
There's a basketball reason.
No.
For our purposes?
But, well, for 100%. Our purposes, it would be great.
The content of Ben Simmons being back?
Yeah.
That guy had no respect for the fans, had no respect for his teammates, blamed everybody on his way out, including the fans, including his teammates. Coward, bad guy. I hope he gets his life back together. Not here in Philadelphia. Absolutely not. No. So we did do the Twitter question, by the way, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers.
He's still emotionally attached to this.
Well, but he sucks now, too.
Yeah, but I'm saying I still feel the emotion.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
And
I don't have the emotion anymore.
Oh, I do.
I don't have the emotion for Ben Simmons, the energy
Not
for
even
Ben
close.
Simmons. Yeah, he's no different than any other just athletic four that you would be signing, other than he's Ben Simmons.
Bring back Doc, too. I mean,
don't bring back Doc.
Somebody, a podcast listener once asked me, what would have to happen for me to stop hating on Ben Simmons?
Right.
And my answer is this. I have to be dead. I have to die. Me. If I am dead, I will stop talking bad about Ben Simmons, but not before that. I'm 80 years old. I don't care. So the question was, would you welcome Ben Simmons back if the Sixers sign him? I would or I won't. What do you think the Twitter poll is?
I think most people would. I'd go 52% would.
74% would not. So one of the rare times people are on my side,
on the right
of this.
Side of
yes,
this.
Absolutely, positively not.
That's man. And you know what that is? That's a lot of people that had faith in Ben that are still hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Not you. Not saying that they'll showcase. But there were a lot of people that were Ben Simmons fans.
Oh, and I had to fight every single one of them.
Yes.
There were people that told me they'd never listen to the podcast again because of what I said about him, because I didn't think it was all those things. And I do think there is also the people who are willing are also people who probably haven't watched him since he left. Like, he is kind of a shell of himself, at least physically, since when he... You asked if it's personal. It's personal.
Okay. Yeah.
215-592-9494.
Oh. Should have brought us back Yabusele, man.
No, I would not mind Yabusele.
Yeah.
Jeff in Wilmington, you're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
I am 2 out of 3 with you on this. Like, do not bring Ben Simmons back unless it's for radio purposes only.
Now, great for radio purposes. 100% for radio purposes.
Yes. Yeah. And the song, look, I go by, if I have more than one version of a song on my playlist, then it's a great song. And I have a live version and a regular version of Wanted Dead or Alive. It's awesome.
It's one of the greatest songs of all time. It's one of the greatest rock songs of all time. Absolutely.
It's up there.
Yeah.
It's up there in my book.
So there's one you don't disagree with me on. Yeah, okay.
I disagree with you on this whole Phillies thing. So I think you have too much Sixers tanking and second place or second round exit in you when it comes to the Phillies, because there is no reason why the Phillies shouldn't be in the World Series, and there's a pretty good chance that they can win it with the team this year.
Of course.
Now, Well, but you're okay if they don't. That's what I'm not okay if they don't.
Well,
not okay if they lose in the playoffs.
So let me ask you this, and I don't want to go through every scenario. I guess my point is, it can be a good season if they don't win the World Series. Would I be upset if they don't win the World Series? Absolutely. But the context of it is, they can play well in the playoffs and not win the World Series. It can be a good season even if they don't win the World Series. I truly believe that. Will I be upset? Of course. And by the way, if they go down like dogs, like they did last year, I will be the first one to be critical. The first, I promise I will. This is not free pass land. And the only thing I'll say, Jeff, because you brought up the Sixers and the process and all that sort of stuff, it taught me a lesson that I didn't think it would teach me, because the whole reason we wanted them to do the process is because we didn't want just a good team. We thought the only successful outcome was if they win a championship. And you know what I want for the Sixers right now? I just want a freaking good team. Like, I'm sick of the nonsense. I'm sick of the ups and downs. I'm sick of the having these expectations that will be continually be flattened. You can have a good season and not win the championship. The Pacers had a good season last year. They didn't win the championship.
They made it to the finals.
They did. They did. Yes. But by the way,
matter of fact, didn't they make it to Game 7?
They did. And their best player
got hurt. Game 7 of the World Series. But okay, then. I'll be happy with that.
I can tell you, there's a scenario where they get to the World Series and they look horrible and they fumble it, and we're just as mad as if they had lost in the division round.
Sure we are.
Which is why I got to see it. I just got to see how it happens.
The Phillies have been good for the last few years. That's the difference between them and the Sixers.
No, the Sixers were good. You're remembering incorrectly.
When's the last time the Sixers have been good?
2 years ago. I mean, look.
Which year was that? I mean, who they lost to that year?
When they lost to the Knicks, they were good that year.
They weren't good that year.
Sure they were.
That's the year Embiid got injured, right?
Yes, but they won 50 games or 49 games, okay. And Embiid only played 39 of them. Here's what I would say. They won 50 games, I think, four times during the process. They were the number one seed. They had all this, but because we were so, and it wasn't that they lost in the playoffs, it's that they crumbled. Like, it wasn't that they lost in the playoffs, to me. It was how they lost in the playoffs, you know? So, Jeff, do you want a dead or alive next question?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, this is for the Mets tickets, for the Bite for the Fight tickets. If you get it right, you will be registered.
Okay.
Let me throw you Julie Andrews.
Mm. Julie Andrews is alive.
Julie Andrews is alive.
Okay.
We are two for two on the listeners. Congratulations,
Jeff. Two for two. I didn't know.
Yes.
I would have said that.
I would have said that, too.
Yeah, I did not know.
The Sound of Music was in black and white, right?
It was a billion years ago.
And
she must be 130.
She wasn't in Wizard of Oz.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's not Julie Andrews. That is who
Judy
played
Garland.
Judy Garland.
Come on, man.
215-592-9494. Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah. Who says he's not old school?
Yeah.
He knows he's old school.
He sure does.
That's right.
So I left my house today, and Mike and Johnny were installing my front door.
There you go.
It looks beautiful. When I get home, I'm going to have this beautiful new front door.
Is it a red door?
It is like a dark wood or whatever. I thought about red door, yeah. but all of a sudden, red door goes out of style.
Yeah, you don't know do a red door. Yeah, don't do a red door.
And it's such an upgrade from your old door, which you were telling me about earlier.
Which was a disaster.
It let water in.
It did let water
in. That's not what a front door should do.
It should not. So I'll have all these brand new windows from Guida. Brand new doors from Guida. You can do it too. You can replace that crappy front door. You can replace those old drafty windows. There's a reason Guida's been around for decades doing this for people. It's because they're great at it. Right now, Guida, the buy one, get one half off sale. It is as simple as it sounds. You buy a door or a window, you get the next one half off. Mix and match if you like. Buy a window, get a garage door at half price. Buy an entry door, get window at half price. The more that you get, the more you're going to save. So I want you to imagine your whole house. Imagine to replace everything. You do that, half of it is going to be 50% off. Don't wait. Limited time. Also, start your project with no money down, not one penny, and interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Come on. Call Guida today to schedule a free no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. By the way, they were really pleasant when they showed up today.
There
in a good
go.
Mood.
There you go.
You know, you have people in your house. You,
you
want them to be in a good mood. They're clean all around the front door, which is important to me, too.
Sure, that's huge for you.
It is. Yeah, I like the house to be clean. Yeah. Dogs misbehaving.
You make them put on footies?
No, I did not. I didn't. I thought about it.
That's kind of true, you did.
Well, every once in a while. I'm going to be honest. She knows this. Every once in a while, my wife walks into the house. She doesn't take her shoes off. And I very quietly stare at her feet.
Nice. I'm sure you do.
Until she takes the shoes off.
That's beautiful.
Shoes off in the house.
I could see you having footies next to the door.
We do not have footies next to the door, though I would think about it.
I know you would.
I'm a shoes off in the house guy. Are you a shoes off in the house guy?
For the most part,
for
yes.
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah. I'm a always shoes off in the house guy.
That's not surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at that at all.
Spend too much on those rugs, you know, just all that stuff. I don't need that dirt in there. I also wipe.
Yeah, I've gotten rid of all the carpet in the house.
We have hardwood, but we have the rugs around the living room or whatever.
Yep.
I also, when we bring the dogs in from a walk, we have these little wipes, like the ones that you use.
Yeah, dude wipes.
Yeah, wipe their feet.
Wipe their feet.
Yeah, wipe their feet. Need it to be clean in there.
I did muddy mats.
Mat for them to...
The mud mats.
Oh, the mud mats.
You seen those?
Oh, that they can like wipe their feet on or whatever? I have seen
them. Pretty good.
Yeah, they're good?
Yeah, they are. Huh? They are, they're good.
215-592-9494. Ike in Southwest Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Ike?
What's up, y'all?
What up, Ike?
Ain't nothing. Spike, man, I gotta tell you, man, you got the phonies today, brother. Really got the phonies, man. Let me tell you why.
I have the phonies?
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah, let me tell you why, man.
Okay.
Because I listen to y'all every day, always. And you got such a high standard for the Eagles all last year to the point that they kept winning, but how they winning wasn't good enough.
Okay.
But
I've done the same thing for the Phillies.
Hold on, but you're switching it now.
I'm not, though.
Like. Well, let me just say. Here's the comparison. The Phillies are in second place. The Eagles was in the second place.
Okay.
So why shouldn't the Phillies win the playoff or be looking at you? You had a standard of them going to the World Series when, in all actuality, football harder because it's one game. Anything crazy can happen and you out. That's a series. And I'm not saying that they, of course, they could lose or whatever, but all I'm trying to say is, hey, we supposed to keep the same standard for all our teams.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like you said, in the heat of the moment, we put the pressure on them. But then when it's over, we look at it rationally. That's what I heard a lot of times on our call here. They were like, hey, we'll look at it afterwards. But we're still in the fight right now. We haven't even reached October. And you saying, well, it'll be all right. We'd be cool. We'll think about it.
Well, no.
And everything.
First of all, I think you're mischaracterizing the way that I talked about the Eagles last year. And I think you're mischaracterizing how I talked about the Phillies.
Sounds about right.
No, I think you are.
I think I'm a little
I've been
accurate.
Ike. I have been Ike on the phone.
Right.
I've been critical of the Phillies pretty harshly when they need to be this year. I think so. I'm just trying to be realistic.
One or two, for sure.
Yes.
I mean, if it's Bryce or Bohm.
Or yeah. Schwarber. I was critical of Schwarber.
Right. You don't want Schwarber to win MVP.
Well, also, didn't want him to catch the first pitch from his dad. Want him to grow up, care about winning the World Series.
That, yeah.
I want them to all win the World Series, just like I want the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. And I think you're like, I never said at any point last year that the Eagles, if they don't win the Super Bowl, this is a failure. Like, I never said that. I didn't.
I don't recall.
Yeah.
I don't recall.
Now you're right that you said that they won, and I said, but they're not playing well enough. I mean, but I feel like I've said that about the Phillies this year too.
Oh, Spike.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about how you talked about them all year. I'm talking about now.
Okay.
I agree with you. I've heard you be hard on the Oppo pack that my man Bryce had, and you rightly criticized him because I called him. You criticized him when he didn't perform or whatever. That's fine. I'm just saying now it's switched up. And what I'm talking about is not always the words. Sometimes it's just the energy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because you hard on the Eagles.
Hard,
and
man.
In this case, you just a little easy on the Eagles. And I'm not talking about you being easy.
No, you can say he's being soft on him. He's been soft on the Phillies. This is what it is.
I'm giving credit where it's due, Ike.
You might need to put the hey, Jack. You might need to put the thermostat on his forehead to make sure he ain't sick, because this don't sound like Spike I'm used to.
he's appreciating a good baseball team.
Yeah, I'm having a good time. Yeah. I'm having a good time. Everybody,
that's why he's in conflict in there. He's
yes.
Like, hold on. Yeah. I thought I got Spike on my side.
You being rational, that's unusual for Spike. Spike, you're usually the firebrand that always like got the unrealistic stuff like, man, they human. So I kind of agree with you, but not right now. After the season over, I will be like, okay, I understand. But I'm not going to say that now.
I'm just saying I'm pretty proud of the Phillies so far this year.
Yeah, I am too. They playing better. Here goes the other thing. They playing better since Wheeler went down.
They are.
So why would I lower the expectations?
Yeah.
Better team without Wheeler.
Well, all right. You relax over there. You relax. Yeah, so don't make me bring up Tanner McKee and Kenny Pickett's game last year.
And by the way, when y'all say the dance with the mom, you got to go with the Boys of Men, John. Mama.
Oh, Song for Mama.
Oh, yeah.
Great
yeah,
tune.
Sure. That's classic.
Yeah,
yes.
Sir.
Great.
Yes, sir,
by the way, an underrated Boys to Men song. I think Song for Mama is an underrated Boys to Men song.
You know what?
What? You don't like it?
No. It's not that I don't like it.
The two most underrated ones to me, Boys to Men songs, are Four Seasons of Loneliness.
And their national anthem.
Four Seasons of Loneliness and Song for Mama. They're not my favorites, but I think they're underrated.
Underrated, okay.
Yeah. All right, Ike. Next question today. Do you want the dead or alive question?
Yeah, I'll try. What's up? I'm here.
All right. James Earl Jones.
Oh, he just died. Like, a few months back.
There you go.
There we go.
James Earl Jones is dead. You are registered.
Everybody's
right?
on it, man.
Yeah, 3 for 3.
Yeah.
Way better than what we are.
I think I
would have guessed dead for James Earl Jones.
I knew he was dead. Yeah.
I did not.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, I think I'd have guessed dead.
That's because you hate Field of Dreams.
I love Field of Dreams.
Hey, man. Darth Vader.
Nah.
Yes.
Oh, sounds like a Twitter poll. When you think of James Earl Jones, do you think of Darth Vader or
man.
Field of Dreams?
You can throw that out there. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's garbage.
James Earl Jones, legend. Are you a Field of Dreams guy?
Also, in the Sandlot.
It's Kevin Costner. He stinks.
You like Waterworld.
It's the best movie he's ever made. It's the best movie he's ever made.
So, and by the way, the winner of
that one in American Dream.
American Dream? No, I've never heard of that movie.
Oh, American Sprinter.
I've never heard of that either.
Oh, when he was a cyclist.
Is that really what it's called? Or are we in
it's American,
the afternoon
I'm
show?
I'm close to it. Yeah, okay. I'm close to afternoon show. Yeah,
yes.
It's American something. American Flyer.
That
sounds right.
But I thought that was about kids. American Flyer.
Now Kevin Costner. There's a American Dream.
Boom.
Wow.
Boom. Nailed it.
Wow.
Nailed it.
That is a shocker.
Cyclist, right? Wasn't he a cyclist?
Come on, Jack.
Come on, Fritz.
Click on it.
No, hold on. I think they're calling Field of Dreams an American Dream.
What is...
I'm asking you, what is the name of the movie?
Was he an American Flyer?
I think it was American Flyer. Right?
I don't know.
Just go to the IMDb page.
Yeah, what are you looking at?
I'm sorry. I'm not
not letting it go.
I'm not letting it go.
Yeah.
We are solving this. There's too many times where we get the answer.
By the time we go to social media, it's going to be on our Twitter page.
Dude, I'm replacing you with ChatGPT.
American Flyers.
Flyers or Flyers?
1985.
Okay. Yes, that's it.
All right.
Cyclists, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Bicycle racing.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Jeez, man.
That's a good movie.
What does this guy produce? Let's be honest with you. Besides two kids.
Dynamite Radio is what I produce.
A book.
A book? Well, that's mostly Kevin Reavy.
Yeah. Signing this weekend at Conchoc and Brewery in King of Prussia.
Oh, my God. It's still going on?
There you go.
Yeah, Ike. It's still going on. We got books to sell. Holiday season's around the corner.
All right. It is not right around the corner.
Nowhere near.
Halloween's coming up.
It is.
I guess that is a part of holiday season.
You know, Jack could hand out books on Halloween, but instead he's going to charge the kids $30.
The parents.
The table set up out front with his...
That's not a bad idea.
That's not a bad idea.
Have your Venmo listed there.
So we'll have Jill manning the door.
Yep.
And I'll have like a little lemonade stand.
Yeah.
Yep.
Out front with copies of Ring the Bell.
Yep.
You're in a new neighborhood, man. So yep. New customers.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, Elliott Shore Parks will join us. A lot of Eagles stuff going on. Eagles made a trade for a running back yesterday. Bored?
Yes.
I don't know. And then all the reporters lied about why they traded for a running back. I can't wait to talk to Elliott about it. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
The bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.